Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you for listening to Be Calm on Awe Island, a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Please follow our show on your favorite podcast listening platform so you never miss an episode. You can also follow or like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube to stay up to date on everything about Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. If you want more Awe Island content, check out our Patreon memberships at patreon.com/Awe Island. You can get access to the whole Awe Island library, an extra episode once a week, and much more. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, it's time for a relaxing meditation and a new story.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Great. Let's think about how your body feels resting on a sunny beach. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Imagine the soft grains of sand slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet. As you relax, let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Imagine the soft, sandy beach supporting your back and giving you a big hug. Now, open your hands, spreading your fingers. Imagine the grains of sand falling between your fingers. Your hands relax, settling into the safe, warm sand as you take one more deep breath. Dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is The Greatest Treasure. Odette Octopus quickly scurried across the seafloor through the reef, excited to meet up with her friend Serena Sea Lion. Yesterday, Serena had told Odette about a place close to the reef that had a big treasure hidden in it. Serena wasn't sure what the treasure was or where it was exactly, so the two friends had decided to go on a treasure hunt together today to find the treasure. Now, as Odette hurried to meet up with Serena, she wondered what this big treasure could be. The Ah Wei Island ocean was full of mysteries and surprises, and Odette was always eager to learn about each and every one of them. When she was just a little octopus, she had heard stories about pirates and their jewels and gold. Maybe today's treasure would be something that a pirate had lost in the ocean long ago. Of course, Odette didn't need anything valuable like jewelry or gold. It was just that she liked shiny objects, no matter what they were made of. Maybe if she found something shiny today, she would keep it in her burrow to remember this exciting treasure hunt with her friend. Odette's daydreaming was interrupted by the voice of her friend, Serena. "Over here, Odette!" Serena exclaimed to the octopus making her way over. "There you are. I can't wait for our big adventure. What do you think we'll find?" "Hi, Serena," Odette answered. "I don't know, but I can't wait to find out." She floated upward, using her eight limbs to swim around in the water like Serena. Crawling around on the ocean floor was fun, but swimming with friends was even more fun. "All right," said Serena, "let's go." Serena flicked her back flipper and set off swimming toward the reef. Odette raced close behind, the two of them happily laughing as they swam. As they headed out toward the location of the treasure, the two friends swam in loops and swirls, kicking up bubbles in the water as they went. Soon, they reached the area of the reef, and Serena slowed down. "Okay, it's around here somewhere," Serena said. "There's the rock that's shaped like a whale that I heard means we're close to the treasure." "What kind of treasure is it?" Odette asked curiously. "Is it a pirate treasure? What are we looking for?" "I'm not really sure," replied Serena. "I just heard it was a treasure hidden around the coral reef, near a rock that's shaped like a whale. It might be buried somewhere around here in the reef. Or we might just find something shiny on the seafloor." "Okay, I'll help look," Odette said excitedly as she headed down to the sandy seafloor, happy to look down on the ground, while Serena swam above the coral reef to get an overhead view. Odette squeezed her way through the small spaces of the coral reef and rocks to get a better look at possibly all the hiding places for treasure. Being able to squeeze into small spaces was one of the things about being an octopus that she loved. It meant she always won at hide and seek, and it was useful for treasure hunting. As Odette crawled around trying to see if anything shiny caught her eye, Serena swam all around the area, looking down at the reef, as light from above the surface of the water gently filtered through the waves. Together, Odette and Serena searched patiently for the special treasure that was said to be hidden here. After a while, they realized they hadn't found much. "I found a pretty piece of sea glass under that piece of wood," Serena said, indicating a small piece of green glass, polished by the waves, tucked under a sunken piece of driftwood. Odette picked it up with one tentacle. "This is really pretty," Odette exclaimed, before putting it back where she found it. "I don't think that's the treasure," said Serena. "Let's keep looking." The two friends looked for a long time. Finally, Serena sighed and said, "I'm sorry, Odette. I guess it was just a rumor I heard. I don't think there's any treasure here." Odette didn't hear her friend. She crawled up one of the big rocks near the coral reef, using her tentacles to get up with amazing ease. She didn't see anything unusual around the rock, so next she moved down the other side of the rock to the sand below. As she continued to move along the seafloor, something sticking up from the sand suddenly caught Odette's eye. She scooted over to the spot, using her tentacles to dig through the sand. As she dusted away the sand, she gasped at what she had found. "Serena, look at this!" Odette called out. As Serena hurried over to her, Odette held up what she had found: two beautiful white conch shells with orange stripes. The two shells looked exactly alike, and in the light filtering from the ocean's surface above, they sparkled. "Wow, those are amazing!" Serena exclaimed. "They're exactly the same, and they're perfect." "Yes," replied Odette. "They sure are beautiful. I'm going to put them back so we don't disturb the conch that live in them." "Good idea," Serena agreed. The two friends continued their treasure hunt, swimming along together, chatting away, enjoying other beautiful sea creatures, shells, and other treasures in the ocean. "We should head back," Serena suggested, seeing that the light filtering through the water from the sky above was becoming a deeper color. "Looks like the sun is starting to set," she continued. "We've been out for longer than expected. I'm sorry we never found the treasure." Odette smiled at her dear friend. She thought a moment before she replied. "Serena, we found lots of treasures. They were just the kind that need to be left where we found them, so others can enjoy them too. Sometimes those are the best kinds of treasures, the ones that are shared." Serena nodded as Odette let out a big yawn. "So even you get tired," Serena said, grinning. "I wasn't sure if you ever did. You're always so full of energy." Odette laughed. "We can go out tomorrow, right?" Odette asked, wondering what else could be in this part of the ocean, waiting to be discovered. "Of course we can," Serena said with a big smile. "I always love swimming and having adventures with you." Saying their goodbyes, Serena and Odette went their own way back to their homes. Serena swam back to the coast to rest, and Odette scooted along the seafloor until she reached her home. Odette crawled into her little hole underneath a big chunk of coral. She burrowed herself in the soft ocean sand and smiled. It was good to be home. Odette stretched out her 8 tentacles, then gracefully wrapped them around herself in a cozy hug. She thought as she thought about everything she had to be grateful for. She felt grateful for the beautiful Awei Island ocean in which she and Serena lived. It was such a wonderful place and was always full of new things to discover and explore. Odette took a deep dragon breath, in and out. She smiled, feeling grateful to have had such a fun adventure today. Odette burrowed herself a little more, now with only her head sticking out of the sand, and took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Most of all, Odette felt grateful for the greatest treasure of all, her friendship with Serena. Serena always found new places and adventures for the two friends to experience together. As she thought about her dear friend, Odette took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. The little octopus let her body relax deep in the sand, snuggling into her ocean bed, and drifted to sleep, dreaming of many more adventures with her friend Serena. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awei Island. See you next time.